first of all, these league tables are on the new assessment criteria, and so everybody expected that there would be a drop in achievements, and that's exactly what's happened. That's nationally. It's just that we have fallen just the same as any other schools, and we are still sort of trying to catch up on historical lack of investment in our education system.
You talked about new assessment criteria just in Staffordshire as a whole. In the Staffordshire County Council area, 76% of pupils are in schools that are performing well. So that's quite a big jump up, isn't it?
For them, yes, it is. But the thing is, it's not comparing like with like. We have to compare our demographic with other areas of the country that have got a very similar demographic. And unfortunately, it's an unacceptable truth that nobody talks about, but we are a dispersal zone for G4S. And last year, we had 1,000 extra pupils in our schools that came in. And we've had that for 2 years running now, two-thirds of which were from migrant families. The trouble with that is, in primary and in secondary, we spend an awful amount of money supporting these children to make sure that they get to the standard that they need to get to, which diverts resources. And we have spent £3 million extra on that in the last year. Now, that doesn't come from government. That has to come from the City Council. We have no support from government. The other areas of Staffordshire do not have that demographic. And so when they put resources in, it is to improve their standards, whereas we are trying to play catch-up and get all our children up to an acceptable standard. And that means that we have to divert the resources.
So you can't compare schools in Staffordshire to Stoke-on-Trent, because in Stoke-on-Trent we have more migrant families?
Yeah, we have a different demographic.
And that's why schools aren't performing as well? Because of migrant families?
It's lack of resources. It's a combination of lack of resources and the fact that government hasn't actually recognised that to actually support these families, we need extra resources to do it. Because otherwise, if you've got a finite amount of resources, you're diverting resources that you already have to support and bring these children up to an acceptable standard. And the law says that we have to educate them. They have to be educated within 20 days in coming into the country. And so that's what we do. I mean, the thing about that is, at key stage one, over the 2 years, all of our children are at the same level. That means we put an awful amount of effort, and our staff are working really, really hard to make sure every child has a good standard at the end of key stage one. Now, that is not showing through in key stages three and four, which is the secondary levels. Because we're putting resources in, the children who come into our schools at secondary level, we're playing catch up with them. So they haven't had the benefit of a primary education. So we are having to get them up to speed, sort of 5 years worth of education, which they would have had in primary, straight away in secondary. And that's a big ask without any extra resources.
So what's been done to improve the situation then?
Right, okay. So what we're doing in the primary sector, obviously, is we are putting in initiatives whereby children that come in that don't have English as a first language have life skills in English language straight away. We've got some fantastic operators in our primary sector that are doing that. We've also put money into Read 100 and into early help so that we can identify these families straight away, put in the resources, targeted resources straight away, and get them help. In the secondary sector, the children that come in obviously have missed all that. So what we have to do there is we've got initiatives like the Maths Hub, and that actually has been very, very successful. 61% of our children got Maths A to C last year with the new Maths initiative. It was only 47% the year before. And this is what the Ofsted report hasn't highlighted. It hasn't picked it up. And it's the same with English. So the initiatives that we are using are working. It's just that they've used a blanket statement to say all these children are in schools that aren't good or outstanding. And we and actually, across the primary sector, it's about 86% of our schools that's good and outstanding. Mm. What we've got to do now is concentrate on the secondary sector and get those schools up to that standard. But most of those schools are academies. They are not within the local authority remit. you know, they are academies. And so the government has to recognise this and perhaps have another look at their policies.
What can the City Council do? I was looking at it earlier. There's in terms of primary education, there's much less academies in our city. In secondary education, it's pretty much all academies. What can the City Council do with an academy that maybe isn't performing very well?
Well, we have very little jurisdiction over academies, but fortunately our academies are realising that they can't go it alone and coming back to the authority for help in supporting their learning resources. And obviously we've got the Maths Hub and the English initiatives. Hopefully with the secondary heads, we're going to set up a science hub as well to support everybody in the course subjects. So that in the course subjects MEBAC, at least that will bring the standards up and bring the league tables, you know, the league table, take us up the league tables. But these initiatives take time. You can't wave a magic wand and it happen overnight. It has to be over the 2 years of Key Stage 4 that we get these initiatives in place. And what we're doing is looking at, with the Maths Hub particularly, we've looked at teacher training, upskilling the teachers, getting a dedicated maths specialists into schools, and that seems to be working. The same with English. We're going to do that with science and hopefully go a little bit back to black and provide the teachers through our partnerships with Staffordshire University and Keele University to train these teachers and with initiatives by the City Council to keep them here and teaching in our schools, whether they're academies or not.